Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sal, all the fan, what's going on, everybody? By the way, Sal is in today, but since he can't really see, he missed his stop on the train. So he's going to be here, I guess, in like 10 minutes. Get him a C&I dog. I mean, just get him here already. All right, so this is a rough start to the week. Or would you look at this, Hoff? Would you just look at what just happened? The microphone is broken. And I got it, dude. It's all right. I mean, I'll fix it. Oh, my, this is actually a real mess. God. All right. So Aaron Glenn of the New York Jets. I'm good, Hoff. Honestly, I'll get a next break. It's absolutely, look at this thing.
What did you do?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
All right, hold on.
You're going to fix this while I'm on the air?
Yeah, because you need to have. Yeah,
I mean, I can hold it. It's not a big deal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, yeah, you
I got it. Thank you, Hoff. I appreciate the effort, by the way. I mean, Now things are. This is. All right, coming down 3, 2, and 1. Hey, what's going on, everybody? BT and Sound on the fan. Whoa. So did Pete Alonso sign yet with the Mets? I think Boomer met next Friday. We'll have a little fun with everything. Sal gets in here. Now, the Jets staff is basically complete, you know, for the most part, right? And I got to tell you, I love the way they're doing it. They are hiring the staff independent of what Aaron Rodgers thinks. And that's the only way to do it. Now, the big story moving forward here for this is ridiculous. Moving forward for the Jets is obviously what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Now, you guys know where I stand. I want Aaron Rodgers back next season. I do. I am under no illusion that Aaron Rodgers is going to win the MVP or, you know, even necessarily elevate the Jets to a championship. No, but I think that Aaron Rodgers, when you look at all the possible options, whether it's Sam Darnold for decent money, whether it's Jameis Winston, whether it's Mariota, whether it's Justin Fields, whether it's Derek Carr, whether it's Tyrod Taylor, whether it's Stafford in a trade, whatever, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers to me is the best option. He just is. So the one thing that we, and I don't understand, it's like it's inconsistent here. When Aaron Glenn was hired, and I want him to make the decision. By the way, as much as I want Rodgers, let me be very clear about this. As much as I want Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Glenn doesn't want Aaron Rodgers, well, then that's okay. Then the Jets can move on from Aaron Rodgers. But everybody talks about including me, including others who know Aaron Glenn, that Aaron Glenn is a leader of men, right? He's a leader of men. And I think we all believe that. So if he's the leader of men that we think that he is, why would people worry about Aaron Rodgers undoing that? That's where the inconsistency pops itself.
I don't know if I, and it's so good to be back.
Good to have you,
dude. I hate this city! I can't take this city! Running around like a lunatic for the last 15 minutes. All right.
How you feeling, by the way, honestly?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. We'll get into that. Yeah, good to be back. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be running around with the new eye here, but here's why I think the Jets are set up for failure again. And Rodgers coming back, whatever, obviously that's a big part of this, but they keep doing the same thing where it's the new offensive coordinator with the rookie head coach, with the rookie GM, and you look at what the Raiders are doing in contrast. That, to me, is how I wanted the Jets to be set up. So if Aaron Rodgers comes in here, it's going to be a similar story where the difference, I do think, is that Glenn is a true alpha male, whereas Saleh was not.
Yeah.
But still, the structure, BT, is... I'm not getting fooled again by the Jets. I'm not doing it. I think it's easy to get fooled by it because people want to love Aaron Glenn. It's... I'm not getting sucked into it. It's this recipe for disaster.
Well,
inexperience all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. I understand why people... Listen, a lot of people wanted something different because they've tried the same damn thing for so long and it hasn't worked out. I get it. And I certainly understand a big part of that. I mean, listen, we're sitting here. It's early February. Nobody knows what the heck is going to happen. You know, we could be sitting here, quite frankly, Sal, because they've got a lot of big decisions with these contracts. And we've talked about this, whether it's Garrett, whether it's Sauce, obviously the Rodgers situation, which, by the way, also has a lot of money issues, dead cap money, all those things that they're going to have to weigh here. So I think that there's a chance, although I wouldn't do this, I think there's a chance that they can go complete rebuild. They can scrap it together one more to go for the push that they thought they would have had a year ago with Aaron Rodgers with fewer penalties, a little tweak here on the D-line to stop the run. Like, I don't know that the vision for the Jets is fully shaped yet. I don't know. I think they're still very much in the evaluation mode. Now I'm not saying I would do this.
Yeah.
But now you start to see these mocks where, maybe the Jets, maybe they take a swing on a quarterback at 7. I don't know. I also know that, even though we have to give an opinion, which we both have, to like grade the or to look at what they've done with the staff and attach a level of finality to it,
right,
like this can't work, this will work, this, let's see. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it won't work or it can't work. Obviously, it can work. I don't believe that it will work. So I guess I am saying that it won't work in that I just don't believe that recipe is built for success. Now, if you add Rodgers back to the mix, see, there's still the possibility, though, BT, that he does not come back. And if he doesn't come back, then it's the exact same recipe that has failed them over and over again. I mean, maybe you're going to get Joey Stopgap in here, which is a little bit better than a rookie quarterback. But without Aaron Rodgers, then it really is rookie head coach who talks tough and says we're going to do this and do that. Inexperienced offensive coordinator. Like the Jets, and then you'd have a big question mark at the quarterback position. And either way, there's going to be a question mark at the quarterback position. It's just a matter of if it's going to be a veteran in Aaron Rodgers and the questions that brings, or inexperience and the questions that would bring. But when I see, I wanted Pete Carroll. So when I see the way that the Raiders are doing things, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, experienced offensive mind, obviously been everywhere, head coach, college, NFL, whatever. That, to me, is a stabilizing force that could build a foundation for the Raiders moving forward. And the Jets, it's the same old stuff. I hope Glenn's different. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not getting sucked back in again.
Well, I mean, listen, the setup that the Raiders have, I got to get a quarterback now. I mean, that's the crazy thing. So the Raiders' setup might be better, but at least the Jets, at least on paper, have a guy who's going to play above average football for a year.
Right.
So, listen, the bottom line is...
But we don't even know if that's going to be the case.
If he wants to come back.
Or if they want him. Yeah, right.
And I'm going to let Aaron Glenn... I'm not going to let Aaron Glenn make that decision entirely by himself. But, I do think that, again, if he's that equipped to deal with this locker room and this losing culture. Sal, do you really think that Aaron Rodgers is going to ruin it for Aaron Glenn? Like, in one year, if it went spectacularly awry, like just as bad as it could get, you think that could doom Aaron Glenn in one year?
No, I don't, but I do think that the attention that Rodgers seeks, if things go, and not on Rodgers, you and I are agreement that we want Rodgers back, and I don't think he's bad, I think he's an asset to an organization, but let's say it does go wrong, Then I think that the negative stuff that that brings can be a problem. You know, we got to just, I mean, I know we want to talk sports here and get into it. This is a mash unit of a show already.
I can't even think right now.
Mike's hanging. I'm running in like a lunatic. I got one eye.
I can't think.
What's happening here? What happened with the mic?
I just grabbed the mic to start the show. It broke.
Your mic is hanging by a wire. Dude,
How are you feeling, dude?
I'm fine.
How are you feeling?
The eye is okay. Actually, I can see a lot clearer now.
Nice. So,
yeah, but now the left eye is bad.
That's all right. Get so that right fixed, too.
So I'm okay with that, and we can get into that later on.
We'll get into
it. Coming back, dude, today, Mondays usually aren't bad traffic.
No.
There was bad traffic coming in. I even left 10 minutes earlier, but again, not that bad. I get on the PATH train, and as we're about to get to the stop, I hear this train is now going express due to a medical emergency. When has that ever been the case? Don't you just stop at the next stop if it's a medical emergency, which would have been my stop, Christopher Street? Let me out. Instead, it goes all the way to 33rd Street. I don't know where the hell I am. I try to grab a cab. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. It's the one cab driver I've ever had in 30 years that doesn't put the pedal to the metal. I'm like, bro, let's go. Come on, let's get downtown. I don't care where you get downtown. And then I come in here, and you got this the mic hanging off here.
Oh, my God. This is an interesting start, man. Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Eli is calling from West Milford. Eli, good to have you aboard here on this Monday morning. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and good to hear you back, man. We were worried about you, Sal.
Thanks. All good. Appreciate that. What's up, Eli?
When I think about everything that's going on with the Jets, right, what's the definition of insanity, right? It's doing the same thing and expecting a different result, and it doesn't happen. As a Jet fan, I'm super frustrated. We go, like you said, Sal, we go down the same path every single time. And what's going to change? You hope for a change, but I don't know.
Who did you want? Who did you want the Jets to hire?
A more veteran. I would like John Gruden. I would have loved to have him.
Okay.
Even if we met in the middle, and good call, Eli, we appreciate the call. Even if we met in the middle, BT, and let's say it's not Pete Carroll or it's not John Gruden, you know, I wanted Carroll, you know, Eli wanted Gruden there. You're happy with the offensive coordinator hire?
Am I happy? Of course I'm not happy.
Okay.
No, I'm not happy.
We haven't talked about it yet.
No. I mean, most of the conversation over the weekend was how you doing, what's going on, a little bit of Knicks, a little bit of Mets. We'll get to that stuff later. No, we purposely didn't get into this too much because you were healing and whatever. We had stuff going on. Of course, I don't love it, but I'm also smart enough to understand that the Jets weren't going to have a pick of anybody that's really accomplished. Like, guys, we get wrapped up in our own world, all right? And I understand it. Like, the minutiae, we know who the Raiders, like their big macro moves. We know that, okay? Who they might draft, who's the head coach, who's the GM. We don't know the day-to-day operation. Right. We just don't. We know that with the Jets, right? And we focus at the Giants, and we fixate on that stuff with our team. But don't conveniently forget about that stuff when it's time to hire a coach or build a coaching staff. Why would the Jets be appealing? Can we just... Now, this isn't gloom and doom. I think that Eric Glenn's going to be really good. It's certainly my hope, and I'm rooting for him. But why would the Jets right now be an attractive job? The owner is a disaster, okay? If you believe all the reports, even if half of the stuff is true, his kids are running wild. I mean, so ownership, big problem. Number two, your quarterback's 40, 41, with a busted Achilles, with a big contract, very eclectic taste, which turns off some people, doesn't know if he wants to play. All right, so that's not appealing. You don't have one of the top two or three picks where you can get one of the quarterbacks that most people, even though I don't love them, but that most people think will change maybe the trajectory of a franchise. You're seventh, not one, two, or three. So why would some incredibly appealing offensive coordinator say, yeah, that's where I'm going for my first real job?
Understood.
You're not getting that.
Understood, but that's part of the problem. And honestly, like, I wasn't giving this much thought at all until I saw the Raiders hire Chip Kelly, and it really solidified that's what I would have wanted the Jets organization to do. Hire Pete Carroll and then go get a proven offensive coordinator. By the way, under Pete Carroll, you could argue they didn't even need that type of offensive coordinator, but it just shows me that they know how. Whether it's going to work or not, who knows? The same way I'm saying I'm not sure about the Jets, how that's going to pan out, we could say the same thing about the Raiders. Just because I believe in that, it doesn't mean that the Raiders are going to be a good team. But that's the way that I would have wanted to go. Proven, no doubt about it, program changer in Pete Carroll.
Yep.
Then he hires Chip Kelly. You tell me you wouldn't be excited if Aaron Glenn were to hire Chip Kelly? Now, you're right, it's not going to happen.
I would be. I certainly would
be. But that's kind of the point. And instead, the Jets hire a no-name guy. we've been down this road before recently. So
yes, we have been. I think the only difference, and again, I don't know if he's going to play. The one difference is the no-name guy might have an opportunity to work with one of the all-time, you know, quarterbacks in Rodgers and kind of, you know, ease into it. And as they start to, you know, incorporate whatever they're going to incorporate from a stylistic perspective. Yeah, or it could colossally flame out. Rodgers could say, I'm done, I retire, or he can come back. And by the way, this guy's under shotgun. He's not going to really do up. This guy's under center. He's not going to really do a lot of shotguns like Rodgers likes to do. So Rodgers is going to have to acquiesce.
Well, so I was going to say, you know, what do you think now with this offensive coordinator? Do you think that this is going to be the best thing for Rodgers? Who, again, like, we can both agree that Rodgers is an asset. We also know that Rodgers believes in, and rightfully so, what he believes in. At this point in his career, is he going to acquiesce to a rookie offensive coordinator in a system that's not going to be beneficial to his skill set?
You know what I like about this, Sal? We will get our answer immediately. To me, if Aaron Rodgers says, I want to play football, I want to play for the Jets.
Right.
You can complain about Rodgers. He's no dummy. He knows what style this guy wants, under center, so everything. So if Rodgers says, I want to play, then to me, that's Rodgers saying, all right, I'm just going to be the quarterback and I'm going to be a football player and I'm not going to try to run the show. Now, if that happens and then he midseason, you know, sabotages things because things aren't going well and he starts freelancing at the line of scrimmage and you got different problems, well, then we'll have to cross that bridge if we get to it. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is wired the way some people think that he is, that he's like, that he's just here to all about his own agenda. I think the man wants to win. And I think if it's presented to him in a believable way that whatever they're going to try to do, because they do have talent that they could win, I think that he's gonna fall in line.
Larry is in East Islip. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Gentlemen, what's going on, Sally? Good to hear your voice. BT, tremendous holding it down over the weekend.
Appreciate it, buddy. What's up, man?
Listen to me. With Rodgers, I think you have to keep the guy. You let Glenn assess the team. And he's kind of acquiesced. He's a football player. The man wants to play football. You heard him say he wants to play football. He wants to do nothing but try to take the egg off his face over the last couple of years. So you give him a shot. You let Glenn assess the team. And you know what? He's going to tell you quick and easy what's what. This is a man's man right here. This guy is going to let everybody know what's going on. And if he comes back, Rodgers, trust and believe that this guy is going to have his finger right on him.
Yeah, thank you for the call,
thanks,
Larry.
Bud.
I think it sounds great. I need to see what's going to happen now with Rodgers because, BT, if it's not Rodgers, for whatever reason, Rodgers doesn't like the setup, Rodgers wants to go somewhere else, Rodgers wants to retire, or the Jets decide he's not going to fit. You know, they meet with him. They say, you know what, we're going to be better off just without him. Let's move on. If that happens, then the Jets, well, like, where are we going for a quarterback now? At least the argument could be, yeah, inexperienced GM. Yeah, inexperienced head coach. Yeah, inexperienced OC. But Rodgers is the different variable in this equation because he's a veteran, proven quarterback. Like, you know, even his floor is not going to be as bad as Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold when they were first starting out. If it's not Rodgers, then what? Then I think we're one small, because I think it's realistically where it could go either way, one small step away from being in the exact predicament that all the other head coaches before Aaron Glenn were with the Jets.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think so many of those coaches failed?
Yeah, I think they were set up to fail because I think the structure of it was poor.
Yes. I mean, the structure, obviously, it's going to funnel uphill at that point. But, you know, the reason why Gase failed, the reason why Sala failed, really everybody, is because they never had a good O-line. They just didn't have a lot of talent.
Right.
And then, of course, some other things at the top, which are unavoidable, but we've already hit those. I think that where it could be, not where it's definitely different here, but where it could be different here is that, number one, and not everybody loves the Wilkes hiring, but at least Wilkes has been a head coach. And there's a lot of players, there's a lot of former players on the staff. One thing that Aaron Glenn's taken a page from with Dan Campbell, he has brought in a lot of former players. And even the OC played quarterback at San Diego State. So, like, there's an element of guys who at least had the pads on at some point. Maybe that means nothing. Honestly, maybe it means nothing. But I think the talent base and just a different level of conviction having played the game by most of the men on the staff, hopefully that's what makes it different. And if it doesn't, well, then the same old Jets.
BT and Sal. You said it.
I said it.
BT and Sal, all the fans, just getting started on this Monday morning. A lot to get into. There was some stuff from last week that I want to chime in on, BT, as the show goes on. Of course, it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a little rough without football. We get to that, but we look forward to the Super Bowl as well. Spring training getting closer, so there's a lot to get into. The Giants quarterback situation, maybe we're starting to see some light shed on that.
OG.
The Knicks, I know we're texting about that. The Luka trade, which we will get into, so plenty to do here. Just getting started on this Monday morning.
Chill, right on the side.
BT and Sal back on the fan, 888-808-1019 on this Monday. Man, we're just catching up. There's a lot going on here today. Now, you're telling me you're texting Booney over the weekend already? I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you since we had Boone in studio, and we took him down. Both of us.
Don't worry. I said that a few times. You're out. BT and Sal, too. Booney's it.
Oh, I love that. No, we had some fun with Booney, awesome. Of course, last we saw you, but... we got a lot to get to and a lot to catch up on, and I think it's going to be a busy week, not just Super Bowl week, which for us, too, look, we'll get into the Super Bowl, of course, but, I mean, do we locally really, we want the Eagles to lose, yes, I get it.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Uh-huh. And maybe the week off, I don't know, kind of put it in on the back burner for me. I know we had other
me
stuff
too.
Going on.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm not looking at it like I'm hyped about this Super Bowl game. I'm more into the Jets coaching situation, yes, and more into what the Giants are going to do with quarterback.
And I'm more into, yeah, and I'm more into OG's injury. I'm more into, you know, is Pete Alonso going to sign with the Mets this week? I'm more into St. John's Marquette tomorrow at the Garden, a couple of the top 15 teams. Yeah, I mean, listen, when Sunday comes around, I'm going to be fired up to watch the Super Bowl. And I certainly understand why, from a Giants perspective, the Saquon stuff, which is the residue here, there's no doubt. And from a wider, you know, more wide-arching view, Mahomes' legacy, another championship, what that would do, blah, blah, blah. But the local sports scene, it is hopping with everything right now. And yeah, the Aaron Glenn staff, the assembly of his staff, I know that, you know, we all have to deliver the verdict today. The truth of the matter is we just won't know. And it's really harder to do it without knowing what Rodgers wants to do or if the Jets want him. So I just base all of my opinions with starting with Rodgers, number one, do I want Rodgers back? Absolutely. If Aaron Glenn does not want Aaron Rodgers back, then that's good enough for me. I'm going to let the man do his job, and that's fine. But I want Rodgers back. Now, and if Rodgers is back, I think it kind of mitigates maybe some of the questions with some of the youth on the staff.
And when do you think we're getting this resolution here?
Like, I mean, it's got to be within 10 days. I mean, this can't be dragging too long after the Super Bowl.
And
it
Rodgers,
just can't.
Rodgers did say, before anybody was even hired, that he figured it would be a relatively quick process, but this has now gone on for a little while. I'm not saying that everybody should have made a decision already, but now the pieces are in place. They've already spoken. I mean, maybe we get it sooner than later, meaning 10 days might be a little bit of stretch. Maybe we get it this week. Like, they need Rodgers and the Jets have to figure this out. Both sides. Rodgers wants to know what he's doing, coming back or staying, so we got to figure out what he wants. And the Jets have to operate in accordance with that. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can't be held up here over this big of a piece, so
they won't be. That's the beautiful thing about this. I think that this resolution will be swift. I think Rodgers is very, very aware, very self-aware. I think Rodgers knows that. Well, first of all, they just won 5 games, and the year before that, he took 4 snaps. He knows it's been a colossal fail, and not all of his fault, obviously, but he knows that he can't hold them captive. He can't hold them prisoner here. I would hope that Rodgers also has enough sensibility not to announce this during the week to take away from the Super Bowl.
So you think after the Super Bowl?
I think early next week, mid next week, I think we get the answer.
Yeah,
we should.
I wonder when he's going to be scheduled. I know it was an in-season thing with McAfee, but wouldn't you think we're due for one at some point here to get a little recap of his thoughts on Glenn? And
like, maybe tomorrow, right? Is it going to be on tomorrow, Tuesday?
I don't know. I mean, maybe Super Bowl week. Maybe they have him on. I'm sure they're doing special shows everybody else from there. So either way, I think we need to get an answer from him soon, and then we can finally put this to bed one way or the other. Hey, all right, Rodgers is going to be back. Now what for Glenn and his staff? Or, the bigger or, if he's not back, then what at quarterback, and how does that impact this young head coach, young general manager, and inexperienced offensive coordinator?
I'll be very, very honest about this. If it's the latter and it's not Rodgers, I don't know what my plan is yet. Like, I haven't even formulated that yet.
So don't
I
you
really
think,
haven't.
You alluded to this a little bit in the open. Don't you think that if it isn't Rodgers, it almost behooves them to just strip it down and start over? I hate to say that because then again,
let's be specific. Strip down what? I mean, that's a very general thing. Garrett Wilson? You want to trade Saul? Strip down. What are we stripping? Quinnen Williams? What are we stripping here?
I would not, if it's not Rodgers for me, I would not invest in a quarterback to try to make the most of this potentially playoff roster. Now, it's going to be up to the young GM, Muji, to figure out those things that you just mentioned, whether it's Sauce, Garrett, whatever, Devontae, like, he's got to figure that out.
It's a lot.
But I am under the school of, like, you've already chopped one leg out from under you. I wanted Pete Carroll with Rodgers, with this roster, go make a run at the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have the head coach, fine. But I still think if Rodgers is in place, maybe Glenn can maximize this roster and still be a postseason team. If not Rodgers, I'm not chasing a postseason spot by going to try to get Derek Carr, Sam Darnold type. I know Darnold's not really. Those, even Justin Fields, although Fields.
Well, somebody's got to play quarterback for the team. Who the hell's playing quarterback?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not spending big on one.
I don't think they'll be able to, Sal. They got a lot. Okay. I mean, their money's an issue. So I look at the Jets, right, and I say, do they have, and we know this, we know which positions are of the utmost importance in the NFL. They do have a left tackle. They hit on Olu Fashanu. He's going to be really good. So this, when I look at this, it's like 5 or 6 pieces. Do I think they need to strip down if Rodgers does not come back? They got a left tackle. They got a stud receiver. Now, maybe you let the older one go in Devontae, but they got a stud young receiver. They've got a stud corner, but if Aaron Glenn determines that Sauce Gardner is not his type of corner, I'm okay. Well, Aaron Glenn knows corners better than anybody, so I'm cool with that. And they've got 2 good running backs, and they've got a D lineman, by the way, in Q, but also Jermaine Johnson, who's coming back off the Achilles. Granted, it's a speed position at the end, and maybe he's adversely affected. But I say all this because when Gase came in, and when Saleh came in, even when Bowles came in, they didn't have this level of talent. I don't think it's wrecking ball no matter what. Even if they draft a quarterback at 7 or dropped down from 7 to 20 and then took a quarterback. Like, no, I think this, I said I didn't know what I would do without Rodgers. I think I know this much. If Rodgers decides to retire or the Jets say, we're good with you, we're done, I don't think there's any scenario where I rebuild. I don't like wreck it down, rebuild to the studs. I don't think they have to.
But wouldn't you feel better about things if Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, for example, were in charge here? Like,
I mean, but they're not. I know, what do you want me to do? Well, they're not here. Well, they're
I want you to complain
here.
About it. I want you to be angry about it. That's
Sal, think about it. Why would I get angry and complain about it when they weren't my first choice when it first came up? Like, if I think about this, when you brought up Pete Carroll, I wasn't even thinking about it. I wanted Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Everybody that listens to the station knows Mike Vrabel for months was number one for me. All right, the Pats hired him. And then very quickly, for me, Aaron Glenn jumped over Flores. So the Jets did what I would have done. All right, so I can't complain there. And if I was screaming, not that you were screaming, but you were very much on Carroll, like if that was me and then somebody else hired Carroll, then I would say, come on, Jets.
Like, yeah, well, that's kind of where
I wasn't saying that, so why am I going to feign anger or what? They got the guy that I think is going to be a good coach eventually, Aaron Glenn.
I just sitting back from afar watching what the Raiders are doing, that's what I wanted the Jets to do. And
then you should be screaming because one.
I think it's a mistake, and that's why I said I'm not going to be fooled by this because Glenn is very easy to love. You could fall in love with him very easily, as we all have, like to a certain extent. But that's why I want to prevent myself from getting sucked in again to saying, oh, this is going to be different when everything else is the same. And then I see another team doing what I wanted the Jets to do at the same time. So I would just feel so much better about this roster and this organization where they're going if they had Carroll and Chip Kelly like the Raiders do, as opposed to Glenn and an inexperienced general manager and an inexperienced head coach. Doesn't mean they can't win, but now Rodgers certainly going to be the next chip to fall. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, B-Team. Sal, welcome back.
Thank you, Charlie. What's up?
I'm just glad that you're back. These guys were taking shots at you last week. I thought it was very unfair.
Ooh.
Being a good Irish Catholic boy that I am, I was lighting candles for you at St. Rose in Massachusetts.
Well, thank you, Charlie. It worked.
And light one for the Jets, dude.
And now let's get to Aaron Glenn. This tree of his and his branches for his coaches is killing me. It's looking like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I need improving coordinators. I mean, I know we're not going to get the offensive coordinator like Kellen Moore, defensive guy like Spags, but, I mean, I need improving guys. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not an inside reporter, but I was expecting bigger names. We got a lot of first-time guys, first-time people. The general manager, it's just getting a little scary, but I have faith in him. I'm hoping this branch and this tree gets bladder and the Jets are moving forward. But it seems like the same path we keep doing, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and we just go down this road again, and we're going to be back here 3-4 years from now. And I'm hoping it's not going to be the way it's going to be. As a passionate Jet fan, I am.
Well,
hey, Sal, great to be back.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that. Well, that's the thing, BT. Are we at the stage, and when I say we, I mean you.
Yeah.
Are you at the stage of just, well, I mean, I got to hope that this is going to work out? I'm not saying that you didn't want Glenn, because obviously you did, you just mentioned before, but are we again just being, I don't want to even say fooled, but getting sucked in because you kind of don't have a choice? Like you can say, what do you want me to do? Yell and scream. Yeah, and that's not going to do anything anyway. You have to accept it. But to Charlie's point, like, again, in 4 years, I feel like we're probably going to be doing the same thing with this team.
Well, I can promise you, it won't take me 4 years to yell and scream if they got this one wrong. It'll take me probably more like 4 months if we're into the season and it looked like a complete disaster. And Aaron Glenn looks completely overwhelmed and the penalties aren't wiped out and the passion's not there and the tackling still stinks. And, you know, they're giving away fourth quarter. Of course, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt to grow a little bit. But, of course, you would feel my ire. Listen, one thing that we do with these coaching staffs, I'm just going to level with everybody, man. First of all, half the people the Jets have hired, I've never even heard of.
But that's part of the problem.
I understand that, but think about how many retreads get hired in the NFL that we do know that don't work out.
I get it. I get
it. So, all right, you know what it is, Sal? There's something to be said for familiarity. Like, when we know a name, there's comfort there. Right? Oh, okay. Yeah, but if that person didn't really do well in their previous spot, because let's face it, they were fired for a reason, let's not just assume that it's going to work out here, and let's not just assume somebody that we don't know can't work out. So I know it's almost a weak position to take on sports radio, but I think it's got to be the position to take because we don't know if these guys are.
But in this particular spot, like what you're saying is not wrong. If this were the Bears or the Raiders or whatever, maybe it'd be different. With the Jets, they keep doing the same exact thing.
But that's not true, Sal.
It is.
But it's not, though, because when was the last time that none of these other guys had a former head coach as a coordinator? Now, we could say Will Wilkes isn't a good coach. You know, Steve Wilkes was at least a head coach.
Right, okay, but if
Aaron Glenn has that the other coaches did not have.
I know, but...
So it's not exactly the same.
I'm talking more about offense.
No, I get it. Because I get it.
Especially, and I know Glenn wants to be the head coach, but the league is going offense.
Yep.
You hired a guy who was a defensive coordinator, even though I do think he has the potential to be a good head coach, not coordinator the way Rex was. So I'm not worried necessarily about the defense. I'm worried about the offense. So again, they hire inexperienced general manager, like of the three positions, you got to give me one with experience, meaning general manager, head coach, OC. I need one. All three. First time. That's what I mean, but it's the same thing. So with this, yes, what you're saying is right. Like, it doesn't mean that it can't work the first time, guys. We've seen that work before in other organizations.
You just wanted something different.
Well,
you wanted something different that kind of fits the norm of the NFL, trends of the NFL.
I wanted something different for this team that kept doing the same thing, also with where they're at as a roster. And yes, that fits where the NFL is going. Like, it's strike one, strike two, strike three, over and over again. They do the same thing. That's why I just can't get fooled again by this move.
Listen, it's theoretical strike one, theoretical strike two, theoretical strike three.
Right.
I get it. I get why those theoretical strikes would be levied here.
If Rodgers doesn't come back,
yep.
Are you going to be more with me in not believing in it? Or
no,
still?
I'll tell you why. Because if he doesn't come back, that tells me that Aaron Glenn was very clear in his... I think Aaron Rodgers wants to play football. Let me start with that. It's not like he's having it all. Ah, do I still have it? He threw whatever. He basically threw 40, had four or five touchdowns that last game.
Right.
And the last nine games, he played very well. You guys know that once he learned that he could actually move and his Achilles wasn't going to roll up on him again, Aaron Rodgers was an above average, not great, above average NFL quarterback. I think we all know that. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. So I do think he wants to come back, and I do think that he thinks that he can still play at a fairly high level. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he doesn't come back, to me, that signals that Aaron Glenn was very transparent in how he approached the conversation with Rodgers, and that Rodgers didn't like what Glenn was selling because it was very clear that Glenn's in charge, which will make me very happy. Listen, in an ideal world, I got this. I got Glenn laying it on the table. Hey, this is my show. I respect the hell out of you. You're an old-timer, but this is where we're going. We want you. But if you don't want to be a part of this, then tell us, and we're moving on. And if Aaron then says, I feel you. I want to play. That's perfect. But as long as Glenn looks him in the eye and says, this is my show, dude. You're not bringing in former teammates. You're not telling us what to do. You know, I don't even care about the McAfee show, but I would love to see that get pulled away. I really would.
Yeah.
Like, if the rules are laid out, and which they will be, that I know, and Rodgers still wants to come back, that tells me that Rodgers is open to it, and that tells me before that Glenn said, it's my show.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, and yes, coming off of eye surgery,
I can see
a lot better out of one eye for now. But I did hear that you two, BT and Hoff, were having fun at my expense, making light of this surgery for the last few days. Is that accurate? You want to film? I was getting texts about it.
See.
It was not necessarily locked in on the radio, but...
Yeah, pretty accurate. I think so, yeah.
Well, what's the issue? Why'd you call me soft or something like that?
No, the issue is you made it seem like you're going in for open heart surgery, God forbid.
Hey, it's my eye.
It's your grandma surgery.
No, that's what everybody keeps saying. This was a serious thing. Hoff, you too were taking shots at me?
Yeah, you're a little over-dramatic.
Just a little bit. Dude, it was...
Now,
what I will say is I feel great. Not only, thank God, the surgery went well.
Yeah.
And honestly, all kidding aside, and I was texting you a little bit about this, cataract surgery, not a big deal. Maybe for most.
Yeah.
Of course, with me.
This is the part I didn't know when we were making fun of you.
Where it was a difficult spot, meaning that if you, like, there were chances that it could have been complications because something else in the eye, like there's the sac behind, I don't know. She was explaining to me, the doctor, before I went in, which made me even more scared.
Uh-huh.
And then even afterward, and my wife was like, whoa. Afterward, she goes, yeah, it was a very difficult, complicated surgery, but you're okay. Luckily that everything came out okay. But you know what I'm most proud of?
What?
Is that I've never had a surgery before, and I've been scared my whole life of this stuff. Getting in there, putting the robe on, oh my God, no one, I'm going to have to go in and anesthesia. So I, going through this, I kind of attacked it like, okay, let's just do it.
Okay.
Took it head on. And now that I got through it, I feel like I conquered a big fear.
Atta boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now go get snipped like I told you the other day.
No, that I'm not doing.
Go get the vasectomy
next. I have to get the left eye done in a couple of weeks. But I do feel like, and there are a lot of people, I know that there are a lot of people who are like me, like, oh no, I've never had a surgery before. I don't want to do it. Some people like you, it's more of a common
thing.
I've
had nine of them.
There you go.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
For me, it's like, oh my God, like my, in my mind, it's only about like old people and my grandparents. Getting sick in the hospital, it's like you feel like it's the end or something bad's going to happen. And again, it's surgery. So, you know,
there's something could go wrong. We minimize it, but it's still,
right.
I get it.
But conquering that fear, and now I'm less scared to go in and get the other eye done. I told the doctor, I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm going to give you a shout out on the radio after you get the other one.
After you get the other one. Now, listen, what I need, that's funny. You know what I need to know? Because last day, Sal was here on you were here on
Tuesday with Boone.
Okay, and when was your mom here? Monday.
Monday,
okay. Mama was hanging around for a couple days, and I want to know, at the end of the run, how did mom and wifey get along?
Well, I think it was time for everybody to separate. My mom wanted out.
Yeah.
No, we had it. I think because of the way that we separated it. I mean, look, dude, it was a long week. Yeah, it's a long week. But the way that we separated, like I had my mom at work one day, then I had the surgery, so my wife and I were out. Then the follow up days, so we went out again. So yeah, it was. But that's a long
time to keep him in the same place. Did you milk it? I mean, were you laying in bed watching TV? Or?
Yeah, watched a lot of movies.
Of course.
Well, that's the other part of this. Like, all kidding aside, I'm like, I probably could have pushed it, and if I believed Boomer's report, I would have been back on Friday. But I didn't.
Comes fire and shade at Boomer.
Oh, I mean, is it 10:05 yet?
I think he meant next Friday, Boomer.
Not saying it's not going to happen, but it certainly was going to happen then. If it were going to happen, I would have been here. Anyway, I probably could have pushed it, but she said, like, you can't strain.
Yeah.
I'm like bending over to pick something up, which is like, I have people play golf. And then, like, because the eye can't get stitched.
Okay.
So it's like still kind
of loose, for lack of a better medical term.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be straining. And how do I talk sports without straining?
What if you're constipated?
Like, well, no, yeah, it's a big deal.
I'm serious.
Can't strain.
Oof.
So, yeah. You know, that's how I found this doctor actually years ago. No, I'm.
I know.
When it comes, I'm not forcing an issue with anything.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to sit out. But that's how I found.
Gracious.
A long time ago, 11 years ago, single in the city, no benefits. Right, I was basically freelancing, all that stuff.
Glory days.
My eye, there was like a red spot in my eye.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell is this? And I was going on a date at the time. I'm like, I got to get this checked out. So I went to look at the different eye doctors on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And I found this doctor. Do you know why I chose her?
Because she was hot?
She looked good. And she's great. She looked good, but who knew that 11 years? I was like, oh, all right.
Is she single?
Dr. Steinberg. No, I don't even know. But, that wasn't really the thought process. It was just, all right, you're searching through, you read some reviews, she looked good.
Uh-huh.
Went and met her, she checked it out, it was no big deal. I think I was straining, and as you mentioned before, that's how I had that blood vessel or whatever, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
But this was 11 years ago, and now I've been going to her ever since, and with this serious surgery, thank God, because she handled it like a pro. And here I am. But how dare you all, you didn't even stick up for me either? I mean, come on, you guys are burying me.
On Friday?
It's serious eye surgery, I could have been blind, God forbid.
3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
He did milk it, didn't he, though? 3 days, and then the weekend. Come on, you should have been here Friday.
Drive. What do you mean 3 days? One eye's good, one eye's bad. I still can barely see right now.
Come on,
I should really be wearing a... Did you see the patch that I had? I put that picture on there.
Oh, come on. Of course, everybody saw it. You put it out there looking for likes and sympathy. Of course, how can we miss it?
It's a serious surgery.
What are you wearing a headband? What is that thing called? The, the head thing?
I'm not sure.
No hair.
And, you know, Boone didn't even text me to see how I was. The hair net. Yeah, they put that on, I guess. I don't know. I have no hair.
Kept it on for the picture.
They put it on.
You look, a little, you ham up the dazed look like he's leaning back in his wheelchair like, oh,
I was
God,
still out of it
day.
With the picture. No, I was still out of
were
it.
Were you?
Yeah, Boone didn't even text me to see how I was doing. It was the last day we saw him.
Can I tell you this real quick?
Yeah.
So we were talking about Weiss before?
Yeah.
So what surgery was this? Oh, I had a, something with my nose.
Yeah.
Like a rhinoplasty, not for cosmetic. Not a nose job. I got hit with a ball and I had a deviated septum, right?
Okay.
And it was obviously obstructing one of the nostrils, so the flow of air was compromised, blah, 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 right?
Hmm.
So I go, and they fix it, kind of, I guess, because I still have it. So they didn't really fix it. And I wake up from the anesthesia, and this is Jen and I were just, we were just married. You know what she's, now she's kidding. She's kidding. She's got the iPhone on. She's like, oh, so what'd you do at your bachelor party? As I'm coming out of the anesthesia.
Oh, trying to get the truth.
I mean, she was kind of messing around, but she got that damn thing rolling. Now, thank God I was, thank God I had many surgeries, so I was an anesthesia veteran.
Right.
But did your wife try any questions under the anesthesia, try to get out of Sal?
I wasn't really that knocked out, and no, she didn't. Because I do remember, even during the surgery, talking to them, like, hey, I'm like, hey, is everything all right? Because I could feel.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, so you weren't fully out.
Well, I wasn't fully out.
So you had a local.
But then they might have put me out after that because I remember her going, hey, stop talking, because she said her hands are on my face.
You're probably talking about King Cohen. They get the horse pills for this guy and shut him
Mets,
up.
No, did the Mets get Alonso yet? Yeah.
Strap him down.
Boomer said it was going to happen. Did they get him yet? No, it was something else. Hoff did say that we have an update here. What do you got there,
Hoff? About 10 minutes ago, the Mets put it out that Ronnie Mauricio is on the field right now.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, well, I mean, maybe he's going to be the starting third baseman with Vientos at first.
Vientos at first.
We'll get to more on that coming up in a little bit. Let's get to the Lucas stuff and then the Knicks as well.
A lot of
Knicks
stuff today.
About that. We'll do that and continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.